Its official title is the Senate Agriculture Reform, Food and Jobs Act, but feel free to call it the 2013 Farm Bill. It was passed last week by the Senate on the wings of strong bipartisan support, a vote of 66 to 27. This nearly $1 trillion bill has been over a year and a half in the making. Not only does it slash $24 billion from agriculture programs, but it makes substantial changes in the way the federal government spends money on efforts like the Federal Food Assistance Program. We'll talk with the chairperson of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow. That comes up in a few minutes. But first, let's get a sense of just what's in the Senate Farm Bill. For that, we turn to David Schweikart. He's the professor of Michigan State University's Department of Agriculture, Food, and Resource Economics. Hello, David.
Thank you.
So even though the unofficial name is the Farm Bill, this act certainly goes way beyond just what or does or doesn't happen down on the farm. Can you explain how it impacts all of us, even those who never set foot on a farm?
Over history, the Farm Bill has evolved. And even though we keep that name, and it is a rather convenient name, it's also pretty misleading. Farm Bill includes everything from food stamp and other nutrition programs. The food stamp program has been renamed as SNAP, but it also includes childhood feeding programs, women, infants, and children programs for pregnant women and very young children. It includes things like conservation programs that farmers rely on to help protect the environment. There are actually on the order of 12 titles of the Farm Bill of different pieces of government programs that are provided by the Farm Bill, and they include everything from commodity program payments to farmers all the way over to issues in food safety and inspection and labeling. So it's very wide-ranging piece of legislation, and that's part of the reason why it has survived so long.
It has been a while to rewrite this Farm Bill. It's the first, if we can get the Senate and the House to pass it, it'll be the first time since 2008. And certainly the Senate version took a lot of massaging to get bipartisan support, which it has. Can you give us the key points of this 2013 version of the Senate's bill?
Sure. On the Senate side, there are two or three major aspects that I think would be of particular interest in Michigan. First, on the agricultural side, farm programs are revised in a manner that makes them more market-oriented than they have been in the past. Payments are based on losses of revenue, when farmers suffer losses of revenue, rather than the direct payments that we had before that were paid even during periods of relative prosperity.
Is that a good thing, by the way?
Well, if you look at the Farm Bill as one of the objectives of the Farm Bill as providing a safety net for farmers when perhaps prices are very low or when yields are low because of a drought or weather event, if that's part of what the purpose is, which is what we often say part of the purpose is, then you want to deliver the money when it's needed and not deliver the money when it's not needed.
All right.
And I think this constitutes a major step in that direction. So in that sense, you might refer to it as a good thing, I suppose.
Okay.
On the food nutrition side, the Farm Bill maintains more or less the existing level of food stamp spending. There is a $4 billion cut over 10 years, but that's relatively small out of a program that's costing in the range of $80 billion now. It continues some of those. It does try to focus and help food stamp recipients purchase healthier foods and encourage connections between local farmers and SNAP recipients in terms of SNAP use at farmers markets. So there's a good deal there that's relevant to Michigan. And then finally, on the conservation side, the conservation programs are focused on a wider range of environmental issues, which when you have a state like Michigan that has a lot of different environmental conditions, surrounded by water, et cetera, that's important in terms of protection of natural resources here in Michigan.
Looking ahead, what happens if Congress doesn't pass a bill before the extension on the existing bill? It goes back to 2008. What happens if a new one doesn't get passed?
Well, if we got into that situation, I think there'd be a lot of pressure to do the same thing that we did last year, which is offer another one-year extension. Last time we attached that extension to the fiscal cliff deal late in December, and so it went down to the very last moment. My guess is that whatever happens this year in both the House and in the conference, if they have to, they'll work until the very last moment of in December to try to get something done. And then I think everyone's least favorite outcome in this whole process would be another extension.
David Swihart, a professor in the Michigan State University Department of Agriculture, Food, and Resource Economics, giving us the overview of the 2013 Farm Bill. Thank you so much, David.
Okay, thank you.